Hello, this is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. Welcome. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join or older. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome, Goddess Michelle. How are you tonight?
I am good. How are you guys?
Oh, doing wonderful. So tonight, we have some fun in store. Tonight, we're going to be discussing sissy humiliation techniques, how to get the most out of public humiliation tasks, verbal triggers, and what constitutes the perfect blowjob?
Ooh.
Sounds like it could be a little bit of fun, huh?
Oh, it sounds like a great time. I'm excited.
Yes. And tonight's drink is called the Public Sissy. And I am uploading it to the room right now so everybody can see what's in it. Oh, it is a good one too, by the way. I'm drinking one right now. It has an ounce and a half of absolute vodka, an ounce and a half of absolute peach vodka, 4 ounces of fresh squeezed pink grapefruit juice, garnish it with a pink grapefruit wheel, and the instructions is you put the vodka and the juice together in a shaker and you shake the hell out of it until it's good and cold, and then you pour it over fresh ice in a rocks glass.
I absolutely love the color. It's pretty.
Oh, it is delicious too. Hi, Gunnett. Hi, Mott. Demi owns me. How's everybody doing tonight? Tiger voice. Now, this show was actually sent in by Clicky Heels. Don't look like she's here. That's becoming a theme, I think. You put in a request and then don't show up for your own show. Well, that's okay, because we're still going to have a lot of fun, aren't we, Michelle?
Yes, we are. Seems like Clicky Heels bitch wants us to publicly humiliate her a little bit.
That's right. Talk shit. And we will. That is the one thing about my show. I will talk shit about you if you don't show up. Mm-hmm. So.
It's all in good fun.
Oh, yes. That's all it is. We have fun. That's what it's all about. Unfortunately, I'm allergic to grapefruit juice. Oh, no. Well, you can actually substitute that with anything else that you're not allergic to. It may not have the same bite, but it will definitely, you can substitute, like go with a cran apple or a cran peach would probably be even better. But anyway, yeah, you can substitute. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. What is your thoughts on the best way to publicly humiliate a sissy?
So many wonderful ways.
Yes, to get into, I know that's putting you on the spot, isn't it?
Oh, well, not really on the spot. It's just like there's so many ways to do it. Personally, I think the more subtle forms of humiliation or fun.
Okay.
In public. One of the things I really like, having some of the sissies that are under my femdom care, is having them wear their chastity devices underneath their clothes. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I like doing that's kind of subtle is having them either paint their nails, mm-hmm, and wear that out in public. Another one that's really fun is having them wear either my scent, which I enjoy, is having someone smell like me, is wear my scent or another feminine scent
Oh, I like
that. Put that on before you leave the house. And then that way, whenever you're walking around all day, people are like, what's that gorgeous smell? It can't be from this gentleman here. What's this about? Love subtle forms of humiliation like that.
Oh, love, yes. Love. You know, I do like to start off a little mild to kind of break them in if they're new. And, you know, like you said, doing little subtle things like painting your nails. I've even had them actually wear bras out. Because, you know, that bra strap kind of shows.
Yes.
So that one's kind of fun. And then once we progress to where it starts to be something that is actually, I want it out there in the open. Do stuff like make them put breast forms in their bra.
Oh, I love that.
I also enjoy making them put breast forms on. Maybe wear a pair of leggings. Not necessarily something that screams I'm a girl, but, you know, there's no denying it. And have them go to a public laundromat and wash my panties by hand.
I love that. Oh. Put those sissies to work, girl. I love a sissy maid.
That's always, yes. Oh, Mott says he's in for laundry day.
Of course. You better not slip any of those pants.
Naked or in sissy gear. I like that, Gunette. Yes. Have you do a public car wash for, you know, to raise some funds for some, you know, pretty clothes.
Girl, a sissy car wash sounds incredible.
Oh, yeah. But one of the things that is a necessity if you're going to be my sissy, you lose all your male underwear. That's gone. You become 24/7 panty girl.
Mm-hmm. And not the comfy panties. Mm-mm. The little cheekies to show off that cute little butt.
That's right. Or, you know, a nice little thong. Something that goes up the crack of that ass a little bit and shows off that nice, cute little ass.
Oh, yes, honey. Underneath some slacks, a thong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's another one that I like to do that's public, is I don't mind you going out and buying a pair of slacks, but I want them to be girl slacks.
Oh, yeah, because the cut and the shape is different.
It is a little bit different, and, you know, they button a little bit different. Everything's a little bit different with a pair of women's. And here's the funny thing is, you know, with the right shirt and everything, men may not notice, but all of your female coworkers will know immediately.
Yes. Yes, yes. Harper mentioned women's jeans.
Yep, yep.
Because the higher spandex content. Yes. Ooh, and the pretty and
Gunette she's got a great question. Mm-hmm. So how do we become your sissy again? Well, what you do is for me, the best way is to go to my site, and there's a Breaking the Ice with Miss Krista, and you tell me all about what you're looking for. And I will get back with you almost immediately. And then we'll start working on what is the best course of action for feminizing and turning you into the perfect little sissy. I have a thing that I've been doing here lately that I've really had a lot of fun with. I've kind of pushed my sissies into a new kind of thing that I am calling the Stepford Sissy.
Oh, ooh, I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, basically what a Stepford Sissy is like the old 50s Stepford Wives. You become a very domestic. You wear the pretty dresses, the high heels all the time. And you learn how to be a very subservient sissy.
like the perfect Stepford wife.
Exactly, but a Stepford sissy. Oh, Gunette says that's her dream. Well, come see me, girl. I'll tell you what, we'll make it happen.
She'll hook it up with those. Are you going to put him in one of those cone bras with the under things that are all nice and
maybe
in shape?
I'm also a big fan of shapewear. Everybody knows I have a thing for vintage lingerie, mm-hmm. and so. Back in the 50s, they wore a lot of that. The full girdle garters that go mm-hmm. all the way up to your boobs. You know those shapewear. So yes,
I love that shape from the 50s too. The way women's bodies looked. It's incredible. That is a wonderful shape to try to recreate with sissies.
Mm-hmm. Now. As far as public humiliation goes, we have, me and Goddess Michelle has come up with this fun thing.
Oh, that yeah.
That is going to be available really, really soon. So why don't you tell them a little bit about that, Michelle?
I would love to. Miss Krista and I got together and we created a dopamine menu for sissies. If you're not aware of dopamine menus, they are a wonderful way to shake you out of feeling unmotivated or unfocused. And let me just pull this up really quick.
All right.
But basically what we do with the menu is we set up appetizers. These are things that you can do that maybe take 5 minutes, 1 to 5 minutes. Then we have entrees. Those take a little bit longer. These are actions that take a little bit longer. We also have desserts. These are things that you can indulge in from time to time. And we also have salads, which are like light bites, things that you don't necessarily enjoy doing, but you know that if you do it, it'll make you feel good. And using this menu, you can either, you know, pick an appetizer and do that for the day, and that'll give you a little dopamine hit, a little pick-me-up. Or you can pair some of these things together, these tasks together, and it'll feel more like a meal. You'll feel fuller. That dopamine hit that you get in your brain, it'll last a little bit longer. But we created this to help you all get through the cold winter months that are coming up, because it can be difficult. The holiday season can wear you out and drain you. And this is a really good way to, one, help you boost your mood, and also help you feel like you're getting the most out of your sissy journey. So look for that in the store. They're very fun. I think it'll be very beneficial to anyone who uses it. We were so happy to make this, and we hope you guys like it.
And our projected launch for that is Black Friday. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is the goal. It should be up by Black Friday. And it will be discounted until the end of the month. In the
LDW store, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The Enchantrix store.
I will get a link for that real quick, just so you guys can check out the assignment shop, because we've got some really fun things in there. The ladies.
Oh, yes. And like I said, we're adding to it, and it will be a lot of fun. And so basically, if you have some little sissy tasks that you're really wanting to perform, well, check out that, because it's going to definitely give you some things to do. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't we also offering some email interaction with that?
Yes. Along with the Sissy Dopamine menu, you'll get a month's worth of emails. So every week, Krista and I will email you to see how you're doing.
You can respond
to us. What was that?
I think Harper, she posted the link.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Harper. I appreciate that. Because I was literally searching for it.
Yep, she did. She did it for us. Thank you,
Harper. You're wonderful. She's the best, you guys.
And I interrupted you, and I apologize.
Oh, that is all right. it is a blessing to be interrupted by the lovely Miss Krista. We'll take it any day. Oh, and I forgot what I was saying.
But you were talking about the email interactions.
Yes. So with the email interactions, every week we're going to check in on you. If you buy this, of course, you'll let us know that you made this purchase, and we'll email you every week just to check in and see how you're doing. You can email us again, and you'll get it's more like an email interaction. Like, we email you, you email us back, and that's kind of the end of the interaction for that week. And then at the end of all this, Krista and I will do a little Discord session with you for about 5 minutes, just to see how you enjoyed the menu and to see, you know, what your plans are after that.
And,
you know, if you set any goals with
that, we can always, you know, come up with more plans and more things for you to do at that point.
Mm-hmm. We are here to encourage your femme journeys and to help you embrace your femininity, because it's not something to be ashamed about. It's something to revel in. And Krista and I really want to support you all in that.
Embrace it. That is, you know, that's the big thing. It is too much fun not to. So, now, let's move towards... let me see here what I was thinking. How about some best ways to get the most out of public tasks?
Ooh, to get the most out of public tasks.
Yeah. It can be fun, huh?
Time.
Well, you know, my thing is yes, you want the humiliation. So when you're doing public task, just go with it. Put yourself out there.
Ooh.
Chastity at the same time, denial makes everything better. I like that, Harper. I do.
It really does.
Yes.
It really does. Delayed gratification is the best gratification, if you get it at all.
Yes.
Because we can't ruin that gratification at the end.
There's nothing saying that we can't. And so when you're out in public, don't go and hide in the corner somewhere. You are wanting public humiliation, so be in the light.
Yes.
Do and not also, hide from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say another way of getting the most out of your public humiliation is starting small and building up.
Yes.
You don't want to. Yes. Yeah, you don't want to jump into the most wild thing that you could do, because again, you know, we're kind of talking about that reward system in the brain, you know, where you're rewarded with that dopamine. You get too big of a dopamine hit and every task after that is just going to seem like nothing.
Right.
It's going to be very boring. You're going to get sick of this really quick. So building up is the best route to go. Sissy steps, as Mott said. As Mott put it.
Yes, very good. That's a good term. I like that.
Yes, now, sissy steps.
Now, the other thing about the public humiliation and any kind of humiliation, you touched on this and I love that. Mm-hmm. The more you do a certain act, the less humiliating it will be. It'll just become norm. And there is only so much you can do. You know, it's not an infinite path. There's not an infinite thing of humiliation. And I am a firm believer that there are two different things that people get confused about: humiliation and name calling.
Ooh, yes. Good one, bestie.
Name calling loses its bite really fast. You know, I can only call you a little dick sucking sissy faggot so many times before that really doesn't do anything. But the actual act of humiliation requires an action. It requires you to go do something. And it's usually something that you're not comfortable with. That's why when Michelle said something about starting small, oh, definitely. You don't want to go out, put on the clown makeup, wig, double G's, and a little mini skirt with 6-inch heels and go walk the strip. That's not how you start.
Yeah.
So, like we were talking earlier, is you just kind of start gradually, do little things. You will be very shocked of what doing your nails will do and how subtle that can be, especially if you pick a real color. Go with like the classic red and go out in public with that.
Yeah, none of that, what is it, the clear coats that have the little sparkle in it? No.
Yeah, you can do clear coat over the red.
Yes. Barbie pink. Well, Barbie pink,
yes. Yes, Barbie pink is wonderful. Anything that actually shows color. Yeah. Not your nail color. Something that it brings it out. Another little thing that you can do to start off slow, go buy some female tops. Ooh. It can be just a button up, but the way they're cut and the way they button is different than a man's shirt. So, like I said, most men probably wouldn't even notice because men don't look at that. But every woman you encounter will know. Oh, they will know.
Mm-hmm. And that gradual change in your wardrobe and your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies are going to notice that. Especially the super femme ladies who present in that way as well. Because they're going to notice some of those telltale signs of a fellow femme.
Yes.
And Gunette, if you wear perfume, I love how much women notice. Compliment. Yeah.
Oh, we do. We spot shit like that. It's like me and a couple of my girlfriends, we're horrible. We'll see somebody out, and the first thing we'll say is, "Oh my God, what was she thinking? I can't believe she went out in public like that." Oh, we're horrible. We really are.
The worst, but the best at being the worst.
Oh yeah, and it's so much fun. But that's another thing. Another little thing that you can do is start taking more of a feminine approach to your hygiene.
Yes.
Skincare products. Doing your hair and use female products because they smell female.
Mm-hmm.
Scented shampoos, exactly, Tiger Voice. Exactly.
Oh, I love the interesting conversation that's going on about humiliation and that the biggest part of humiliation is the getting caught part.
Yes.
And the anticipation of potentially getting caught.
Yes. That's the action. The result is the humiliation, the getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
Or another, the subtle humiliation of you're walking by and somebody spots what you've done. They don't say anything, but you know in that instant that they saw it.
Yes, that look. You know the
look.
You
didn't really, you know, it's not like they outed you, but you know. Mm-hmm. And here's the fun part about that. They're going to go home and they're going to say, oh my God, you ain't going to believe what I saw today.
Girl.
So, especially if it's a woman. Yes, let your hair grow. That's another good step towards femininity.
Ooh, going for your haircut that you usually go get, you know, as you're growing it out, put some layers in there. Because those are always kind of subtle too. And people are like, what? Does this bitch have her hair framing their face? What is happening? Mm-hmm. Ooh, and like Harper said, pierced ears. Yes.
Yes. And not just one, pierce both of them.
Mm-hmm. I like when some of them start out with the one piercing and then, you know, they get confident with wearing the one and then they get the other side pierced. And then it's all bets are off. As they move to dangly earrings.
Yes. Nothing about a gold hoop says I'm a man. I love that, Harper.
The hoop size is what kind of dictates that. Because I know a lot of men who wear the small hoops. So those large hoops that are on the side of the face that like kind of sit there. Yeah, nothing about that says man.
No, absolutely nothing. Not. And like I said, the top and the... And if you're going to wear a female top, might as well go ahead and put the bra on underneath it so you got those bra straps too.
Hey, and if you've had Krista and you're already in the practice of wearing your bra with the breast formers inside of it under your boy clothes, switching to that more feminine top is really going to accentuate those lovely titties.
Yes, it is. Women's glasses, that's a good one, Maud.
That is an excellent one.
I like that.
And Harper mentioned chokers. And I think having sissies wearing women's jewelry out in public is such a wonderful, subtle form.
Yes.
Of getting that humiliation.
You can start off with a female ring. With your nails. Your nails are already bringing attention to your hands. So put on a female ring too. Why not?
Yes, yes. I love the nipple piercing. Yes, Harper. If you can't get your ears pierced, try the nipples.
Oh, yes. Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
I also love this as just general everyday wear. If you haven't moved into the bra, this is a reminder. This is kind of going to sissy techniques, how to become more of a sissy. Mm-hmm. During the day, you're already in panties, because if you're my sissy, you're wearing panties 24/7. Also, if you're not quite to the point of being able to wear a bra, you know, because I don't really want you to lose your job over it, go out and get some silky camisoles and wear them underneath your shirt. They don't show the bra line, but it is a constant reminder as you move, and that silkiness rubs against those nipples all day long.
See, I love that because I have my nipples pierced, and I love not wearing a bra and wearing soft things as opposed to wearing a bra. So, there with you.
Yes. So that is another nice little thing that you can do as a sissy that's going to give you that constant reminder. This is so important about when you start to decide that you want to become a sissy. You're no longer dressing up as a girl. What you're doing is you're dressing up as a man when you're going out. You need to make that mental shift that the facade now is the man, not the girl.
I like that delineation, that separation that you're creating with that. I love that. Yes. No longer you're becoming who you should be. And so when you go out now, the mask is who everybody thinks you are. the man.
That's right. The man character is the facade.
Oh, so like now you have a masculine altar as a sissy.
Mm-hmm.
You become the mask.
That's right.
This is so fun.
It is. I love this topic. I love these kind of topics. Now, I kind of want to kind of shift gears a little bit and move into what everybody has for a trigger, a sissy trigger. I know everybody has something. When somebody says something to you, it just brings that girl all the way out. So, you people in the audience, I want to know, what are your triggers? And once I hear a couple, I will tell you some more that I know work.
Oh, I have a couple that I think are pretty cool.
Go ahead and share yours.
Mine is whenever there are some sissies that I talk to and they really like it whenever I call them a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or I say atta girl, that does something to them. It always brings out the voice changes when I do that.
Mm-hmm. It gets softer, mm-hmm. a little bit more feminine. Yes, yes. Yes, Gunette, triggers for getting into that sissy mindset or triggers that make you even more, feel more like the sissy that you want to be.
Sometimes
nothing gets her like good girl. Yeah. Good girl.
Yep, you're one of the good girls. I love that.
Yep. That is a major one. It's the ultimate trigger and compliment. That's right. It is. Some of the other ones that I know are very powerful is not so much a word, but a group of words like, isn't that silky? Doesn't that silk feel good? Little things like that put you back because men don't think about silky things.
Mm-mm.
Or lacy, pretty things. Another one is, oh my God, you look so pretty today, girl.
Yes. Complimenting that feminine scent. Wow, you smell so feminine today.
You smell so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jeannie.
Oh, Jeannie, hi.
Love
yes, compliments
Jeannie.
Are fun.
Hi, girl.
We're talking about triggers, Jeannie. What kind of sissy triggers are the most potent, I guess? And so far, you know, anything telling you that you're pretty, anything telling you're a good girl, things of that nature. Now, some of my more ambitious sluts, they love being called a slut, for one.
Yep.
They love when I tell them, oh my God, I bet you could suck the chrome off of a ball hitch.
Ooh,
or
I
anything to
say,
do with sucking a dick.
I was going to say, sweet little sissy cocksucker. That seems to
be
one that
and then
it.
When you start getting into the naughty stuff, like, yeah, you add a little bit of humiliation in with the mm-hmm. compliment. Oh, yes. Slut, whore, bitch. All supposed to be humiliating words. I don't think there is anything wrong with actually being any of these terms.
Oh,
but
absolutely
in play and in dynamic, it just does wonders. I love mm-hmm. that, Gunette.
Yes. And like Goddess Michelle loves the sluts. I think you do too, don't you, Krista?
Oh God, yes. I don't want anybody ever repressing anything that is sexually fun for them.
Right on, 100%. Phrase before we move on that, well, not necessarily a trigger phrase, but a term that I use that seems to light those little sissy panties on fires is calling them honey.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of term of endearment that you would attach to a feminine person.
Yes.
Cock sleeve, cock cleaner. Oh, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Yes.
Coxley. I love it. That's hilarious.
You are going to be a lot of fun, girl.
We're gonna have
a ball. Oh yes. So those are some triggers. Now, if you have any now here's the most important part. If you're doing a session with a mistress and you have a particular trigger, you need to share that.
Yes, please.
We are not Cleo's psychic hotline. We cannot read your mind. So everything that you let us know just makes your sessions better.
Exactly. The more detail, the better we can please you.
You got to use your words out loud with your voice. That's very true, Harper. And if you are not sure about terminology, have that discussion with your mistress too. That way you both are on the same page. Addie, yes. I left the Sissy Universe a while ago, so I don't remember much, but I remember that there was some specific words and sentences and definitely a few songs played my favorite hypnos. Definitely got me squirming in regular situations when the songs played. Ooh,
I like that. A little mind fuck right there.
Yes, I love that. I love anything that can be triggered organically. Like you're out about and a song comes on. Or you're out and about and you see an ad that kind of pushes you towards that. So any kind of organic triggers that can happen while you're just living life, those are my favorite. My wife has phrases that let me know the role that I will be playing. I love that.
Ooh.
Am I going to be a sissy, a slut, or a fuck toy?
I love not that all. Switch turns on when she says
my,
it.
My question is, why do you have to choose? You know me. I don't
why
like
not all three.
That's right. Be all three. A sissy, slut, fuck toy.
Oh, we love a versatile sissy, don't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. And then when you get done being a little sissy fucked slut fuck toy, then you need to go do the dishes and get the laundry done and fold your wife's panties and all that good stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like Harper said, you have to build up triggers, like the
yes.
ones that Tiger Voice was saying, through repetition and use over time.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are going to be some triggers that are just immediate. You hear it the very first time and you say, oh, my God, that's it. You know, there's just some things that will be an instant. But over time, you'll actually find more and you'll find those triggers that are very powerful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've discussed a little fun things about humiliation, public humiliation, little techniques that we may have. And like I said, if you are into learning about more triggers and more humiliation and more tasks, check out that dopamine menu. And I think the actual name, did we come up with an actual name for it? I think it is Sissy Task. A dopamine menu to do
yes.
something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sissy Tasks, a dopamine menu to stimulate your girl brain.
There you go. That's what it was. I love that.
That was so good.
I love that. So now we're going to move into a part two from last week.
Ooh, part two. Part two.
I love it. Blowjobs. And how to give the best blowjob, and if you don't give them and you receive them, well, you need to know this as well, because you can't get the best blowjob if you don't know what you're looking for.
Right.
And you don't know how to communicate to whoever's giving you the blowjob. So this applies to everybody. Well, maybe not Harper, because I bet you she knows exactly what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. The feeling she sucks a mean dick.
I bet. When she wants to. Only when she right. wants to.
Only when she wants to. Hell yeah. Harper knows how to make a man cry. Yes, girl.
That's right. When you're really good, you can make him cry, beg, and whimper all at the same time. And, oh, this is the fun part. Buy you jewelry after you get done. Or a house or a car, whatever, you know.
Oh, they always want me to meet their mama after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can I take you home? Can I take you to meet my mom?
That's a major compliment there. Oh, my God. You did such a good job. I need you to meet my mama. A pearl necklace. Jeannie, oh. that's a double entendre, isn't it? Okay. When you are giving a blowjob, the most important part of this is that it's not even your technique. It's not what you do. Well, it is a little bit to do with what you do, but the first thing about it is your enthusiasm to do it.
Yes.
If you are not enthusiastic about sucking dick and you're just going through the motions, well, you're not going to be that good at it.
No.
You have to want it. Number two, this is a rule I tell all my sissies, I tell all my girlfriends that want to know how to suck a dick properly. You don't ever get down on your knees and just start sucking on a cock. Oh, hell no. What you do, you tease him. You make him ache to have his cock in your mouth. If you're not keeping eye contact, you have no idea how you're doing, for one. So mm-hmm. eye contact is another very, very important deal. Even if you're a greedy whore, don't put the cock in your mouth just as soon as you get on your knees. Don't right. do it.
Build that tension. Build that anticipation.
And my rule typically is I will not put it in my mouth until I see his eyes roll back in his head.
Mm-hmm. Or that.
So I'm going to tease him. Voice. I'm going to tease him until he does that. Mm-hmm. And if his eyes don't ever roll back in his head, he's not really wanting anything anyway. Because if you're licking his balls and licking all over his cock and stroking him and he don't react, one, you're either doing a horrible job, or two, he's just not into it.
Yeah.
Which I have never experienced, but I've had girlfriends tell me about this, so I don't know. Maybe they just ain't very good. Maybe they should be listening to my podcast.
Right? Take some notes.
Enthusiasm, though, that's huge.
Top of the list, yes. Agree. And I really like to kind of, if I'm sucking someone's cock, I just have to say, for me, girl cock is like the best cock to suck. I adore it. Adore them. But I do like building kind of tension for that. I don't mm-hmm. You know, uncover the cock and pull it out first. I like rubbing against it. I mm-hmm. like putting hands on it through panties, maybe through a dress. I like seeing it stiffen and build underneath the clothes mm-hmm. before I ever let them take it off, before I ever let them take them off. It's like you said, you want them to almost be begging you to do it. And for me, mm-hmm. I know that I'm doing a good job with those little sensual things through the clothing whenever they start grinding against me. Then I know, okay, all systems go.
Yes.
It's time to get this person to lay down and relax for me so I can, you know, unwrap that package. Yes. And yes, blowjobs can be dominant. The way I do it is very dominant.
Oh, yeah. I have never give a blowjob out of submission. When I give a blowjob, I own you. You will do anything. You will do anything in the world that I want you to do to keep me sucking your dick.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of fun.
Yes.
But here's the other, you kind of touched on this. Multiple sensory areas of the body.
Yes.
Don't just focus on his cock and his balls. Mm. Run your fingernails up the back of his legs. Reach up and take your thumb and just gently brush across that nipple.
Mm-hmm. Slide those hands underneath that dress.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's a guy, just rub him on the outside of his pants. Make him want those pants to come off.
Yes. Make him want to pull those panties to the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, Barbara, the crease of the thigh along the latissimus muscles. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And like I said, the more areas that you can give that sensory exploration to, the better the blowjob's going to be. Now, a lot of men will fight this tooth and nail, but he has never had a truly orgasmic take me to the moon orgasm from a blowjob unless he lets you put your finger in his butt.
Okay. Love that.
Most guys will fight it. They think it's gay. I don't know what could possibly be gay about a woman sucking your dick. But,
no.
You know, if she wants to stick her finger in your butt, she probably knows something that you don't. Let it happen, guys.
I like to kind of rim it first before I ever slip a finger in there.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, we talk about it. It's not something that you just do.
Right.
Yeah, that could kill the mood immediately, because I don't want some guy, while he's going down on me, to say, hey, how about this big finger right up your asshole?
Mm-hmm. Like, don't just shove it in.
Let's talk about it a little bit. But, you know, when they don't let you do that, though, they're denying themselves a great pleasure.
Yes.
Hey,
hi there. Better late than pregnant, girl.
Blowjob right now.
Mm-hmm. You came in at the right time again, Demi.
Oh, yes. We were talking about the perfect blowjob and how a lot of guys will not let you stick your finger in their butt while you're sucking their dick because they think it's gay.
The femmes will. If you
now, yeah, they're going to love it. That's another reason I like playing with the girly girls.
Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, men are nice and everything like that, but whew.
Yep. Now,
here
is another one of the Krista rules.
Mm-hmm.
Men love when you can deep throat them. Learn how to do it, girls. It's not that hard. Just
relax,
get a bigger dildo to suck on until you get rid of that gag reflex.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything else. When you want to do something, you just work at it and become good at it.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like we have a question from Miss Jeannie about BJs.
Okay. Go ahead.
Is using both hands to control depth okay while sucking? Absolutely. Especially if you have like a smaller, like my mouth inside is like kind of smaller. So I kind of have to until everything's mm-hmm. relaxed in my throat and I can take it all. But absolutely, I feel like it's necessary if you don't have
that
space now.
Absolutely. I love that question. But yes, there is nothing wrong, especially if you're using your hands very sensually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to throw this out. I don't know how many of you girls have this, but I do. I have two techniques for sucking dick. I have one that I'm going to get him super horny to where he fucks the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have one when I want him to come in my mouth that he's not going to be able to, he's not going to be able to fight. So having different techniques on how you suck a dick is paramount to being a very good cocksucker.
Yes. And also being able to read those body cues as you're giving someone oral is paramount as well, because there are subtle things that change with the body when a person is getting turned on. And like, also you can tell when a person is getting overstimulated, so you know when to come back. So yes, being very in tune with the physical aspect of this is very important as well.
Yes, very, very much so. And don't be shy about giving a sloppy blowjob. Let that drool drip.
Mm-hmm.
Let it just run all down your chin onto your boobs, because then you got your boobs all lubed up to where you can let him rub them up against your boobs if you have them. If not, your bare chest works too. Mm-hmm. Just put your hands over it and just rub it up and down that chest. Oh, he loves that too.
Yep.
But lots and lots of bodily fluids. That slobber just makes it so much better.
Yes, I love the fluid exchanges.
Yes.
And those oral is like the start of it to me. Get that mouth watering.
Oh, and unless, you know, you're just giving a blowjob to get him off real quick, you know, we do that from time to time for our guys. Make him edge. Don't just suck him off right away. That's the wonderful thing about a man. You can do that, and he's still going to want to come. You do that to a girl too many times, she may not ever come during that session.
Oh, are you meaning like pussies and cocks?
I'm talking about with men, you can make them edge over and over and over, and they're still going to come.
Right.
Whereas with a woman, an actual pussy, if you do that too many times, you can actually stop a woman from having an orgasm if you do it too many times.
Okay, I kind of get confused sometimes because, like, there are people with penises that are women, and there are.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not talking about penises.
I'm getting, like, really confused.
But
sometimes.
With anybody that has a cock, you're going to be able to edge them.
Mm-hmm. See, and I'm a person with a pussy that edges. So.
Yeah, well, and I am too. But there was somebody, I can't remember, in our femdom group that if they get, I think it was Harper, wasn't it? Is it you, Harper, that when you get edged too much, you lose the ability? Yep.
Yep, there it is. She says edge and I'll kick you. There we go.
There you go. Exactly. So, but with men, when you're sucking a cock, you can edge them over and over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And they're still going to come. And when they do, they're going to love it.
Oh, it's explosive.
But there again, that comes in with the having multiple techniques. Very
having
important.
A lot of things in your repertoire, yeah.
Yes. All right. I'm gonna read a couple little things. These are from men about getting the best blowjob. The title of it was, "It was wet, slobbery, and slippery." I was sitting in the back seat of the car. She demonstrated to me the 3 points of a blowjob. Mostly slow, medium speed at most. Go deep. There you go. Go deep. Men like that. Make it wet and slobbery and slippery as possible. She sucked to those points. She wasn't hugely experienced. Her technique wasn't elaborate or special. However, her enthusiasm.
There we go.
And her willingness to pay attention to my body cues made the experience almost porn emulating as the blowjob giver encountered before I had never experienced, let me reread that. That didn't make sense. Oh, that she emulated a porn star giving the blowjob as an encounter and has not had one that was even close to providing that sensation. That story right there just hit all of the points that I was making you aware of. Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Knowing your audience. Read the room. Know what he will, you know, because just because it works on one guy does not mean that it works on every guy.
Exactly.
They may have different things that make them feel good. So read the room. See how they're reacting.
Yeah, I think Harper mentioned like breath play and like breath control.
Yeah.
And like, mm-hmm. you really can tell when a person is, you know, enjoying themselves or having a difficult time based on how that breathing changes. So absolutely.
Ooh. Gunette, can you imagine the, I missed it, moved, damn it. Can you imagine the actual gooner, what actual gooners go through?
My God. My God. Right?
I'm telling you. But another huge factor too, a good blowjob, is the depth, how deep you can take it. And it's not even that I've had guys that try to explain it to me afterwards, and it's not even the fact that it's deep in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's the porn feel of me taking every inch. It becomes a mental aspect to the blowjob.
Yep. How deep is your throat?
And well, once you get to where you can do it, you can do fun things like get it all the way into your mouth and close your throat muscles around the tip while licking mm-hmm. his balls.
Massage that thing like a pussy.
That's right. Oh, it's fun.
Roast I love questions calling
are
it
okay. Yes. Roast questions yeah. are fine. What do you got? Hit me with it.
Hit us with your gross shot.
That's right. And swallow. I am a swallower. Don't spit. Yeah. It's unladylike.
Oh, if it's good, I'll swallow it.
Yeah.
If not, snowball.
Oh, there you go. That works too. Just don't spit it out.
You know what? You need to taste this and see how this tastes. Learn.
Yeah, cut back exactly. on your salt and your diet and your greasy foods and eat more fruits.
The red meat, chew on that because it makes it taste. Ugh.
Oh, and pineapple and kiwi really change the flavor. Yep,
I'm
there
a big
you go.
Fan of blueberry and pomegranate.
That too. Yep.
Love
fruits.
It.
Fruits help. Mm-hmm. It really does. Now, I'm going to leave you with another thought about the blowjobs. And if you want to see a perfect blowjob, there is only one porn star in my mind that gives a perfect blowjob. I have said this many times. I am not going to hide from it. If I kind of want to have a dick just so she could suck mine. She's that good.
Oh, yes.
Her name is, I'm going to type it in here.
Legend.
Yes, she legend. Is. Oh, my God.
She's legendary.
Little Oral Andy. There's several different ways. No, Adriana cannot suck a dick anywhere close to this girl, I'm sorry to say. I have never found any porn ever. This woman could deep throat a baseball bat.
Yes.
Yeah, she is, if you want to see an effortless, perfect blowjob, oh, she is the one. And she's not your porn star, little petite, perfect little body. She's a little bit bigger girl. She's thick, but she's still, I would do her. But
yeah, I think thick girls are perfect.
I do. I like a thick girl sometimes, especially in the
winter. I like the hips. I like that ass. Ooh, and if they're muscular, mm-hmm. forget about it.
And yes, she does swallow.
Mm-hmm. She's a good girl, swallowing like that.
But anyway, that is my take on the perfect blowjob.
Hell yeah. And
I honestly, ladies and guys and everybody, when I saw little Orlandi suck that dick like she did, I went out and bought bigger dildos. And I took the time to learn how to do it like she does.
Oh, that's suckspiration right there.
Well, I did not want somebody being able to suck a dick better than me. if you're gonna be a good cocksucker, achieve the best. Be the best.
You know,
never settle for being okay.
Mm-hmm. Be the best they've ever had.
That's right.
Make it a good one.
I want you to take, if nothing else, away from this. When you suck a man's dick, I want you to try to suck his soul through his cock.
A motherfucking man, girl.
That is when you are sucking dick correctly. Oh, and one last thing. Don't ever just suck a man's dick. Worship that cock.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Worship.
And you can do that from dominance as well. Because like I said, once you start worshiping that cock, he will do anything you want him to do to keep you sucking that dick.
Which is the essence of femdom, right?
Exactly. We want you to do what we want. Mm-hmm. And if it takes that from time to time, oh, we'll do it. Especially, I don't know about every of the femdom ladies, but I will. I will control you any way I can. And see, the one thing that's nice about that is after I suck your dick like that and I get you to doing anything I want, well, I can use that without ever giving you another blowjob, because I can just say, well, don't you want another one? So many mind games. Yes. Well, everybody, I do appreciate you showing up and coming out, and great questions. And Harper, thank you so much for all of your input. Mm-hmm. And Demi, you as well. And yes, it is another form of cock control. It really is.
Yes.
So, with that, I do appreciate it, and thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 or older to join. You can also listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or at my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I usually have that up by mid-morning on Sunday. I do appreciate everybody, and everybody have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.